Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn this evening in the Scripture to the book of Galatians? I want to begin reading in chapter 3 and the 7th verse, and we'll read this, and then we'll release faith in prayer further, launch out into the good word. Galatians 3 and verse 7. It says, "Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In you shall all nations be blessed. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham." Everybody say blessed.
Blessed.
Are we of faith?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Then are we blessed?
Yes.
Now, you know, faith just accepts what God says, no matter what it looks or feels like. I don't care if you've been the brokest, sickest, depressed, most defeated person in your county. If God says you're blessed,
you're blessed.
You're blessed. Agree with Him, and things will begin to change. Right? Are you blessed? How you know? Well, you are of faith. Right? And since you are of faith, you are blessed with faithful Abraham. Everybody say,
I'm blessed.
With Abraham.
With Abraham.
Glory.
Glory.
That's something to get excited about.
Yes.
Now keep reading. We're blessed with faithful Abraham. Verse 10. For as many as are under the works of the law are under the curse. Now that's different from being blessed, right?
Yes.
Curse. That's the opposite end of the spectrum. Blessed is good. Cursed is bad. As many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continues not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith. But the man that does them shall live in them. Now the two big things he's talking about is trying to be right in the sight of God through what you do, or believing that you are right in the sight of God because of what Jesus has done.
Yes.
Two big, big differences. Right? Do we still have a problem in the church world today of people trying to be right through what they do?
Yes.
Trying to be acceptable with God through what they do?
Yes,
absolutely. You know, I've had people ask me this question. This, I don't mean once or twice. I don't know how many times. Especially since I worked in the healing ministry there with the Hagen ministry for so long. And people had asked me things like this. Brother Keith, my Aunt Minnie. Well, first of all, they'd say, I got a question for you. And they'd look at me like, you probably ain't going to get this one. I got a question for you, Brother Keith. You know, they kind of tense up when they say it. Big question. And I said, okay, if I know, I'll tell you. One fellow I told him, I said, I can answer all questions. Any question. He looked at me like. I said, often my answer is, I don't know. But I can answer any question. So I said, well, if I know, I'll tell you. They said, well, you know, Aunt Minnie is a wonderful woman. You talk about a saint of God. I don't know that there's been a finer saint of God. I mean, visit people and cook and at church every time the doors open and pray night and day. And just sometimes go on for 15 minutes telling me how wonderful Aunt Minnie is. And then I say, well, okay, what's the question? Well, why didn't Aunt Minnie get healed? We prayed for her, and she didn't get healed. And sometimes they look shocked when I say, well, what does Aunt Minnie being a good person have to do with her getting healed? Amen. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
See, what are they trying to say? They're trying to say almost that God owes Aunt Minnie a healing. Because she's been such a fine saint of God. God has never owed anybody a healing. Did you hear me? Based on what they have done. But based on what Jesus has done, it's owed to all of us. Now, that's a strong word. Why do you say that, Brother Keith? Do you remember Luke? Of the story about the woman that was bent over. Mm-hmm. Could in no wise lift up herself. When Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. And he reached out and touched her. Immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Mm-hmm. And the rulers of the synagogue got upset because he had healed on the Sabbath day. They said, there are 6 days in which men ought to work in them. Therefore come and be healed, not on the Sabbath day. He said, you hypocrite. Doth not each one of you loose his ox or ass from the stall, lead him away to the watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? The word ought is a form of the word owed. She ought to be. Not because of what she'd done, but because she's a daughter of Abraham. You and I, we just got through reading about it, right? We are the seed of Abraham by faith in Jesus Christ. You ought to be healed. You ought to be blessed. You ought to be, you are blessed. You ought to be enjoying it.
Yes.
Right?
Right?
Ought to be. But not because of what you've done. See, this is not just a thing that was happening years ago. This is all the time you run into this. All of our blessings, every promise of God finds its yes and amen in Him. In the Lord. He's why we have a right to the blessings. So we say, what about what we do in our good works? We'll be rewarded for. Right? But it doesn't buy us a blessing or a healing. Jesus has already bought and paid for all of these things. You have to watch about offerings along this line too. I'm going to sow an offering for my healing. Well, what do you mean? Did you hear me? You got to watch that kind of thing. And I'll just leave it at that. I'm on another subject here today. He said, verse 11, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it's evident for the just to live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that does them shall live in them. Verse 13, Christ has redeemed us. From what? From the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. That, in order that, the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now, do you see the context here? What did he start talking about? Blessing. Right? Abraham was blessed. Man of faith. And us, through faith in Jesus, we got the blessing. Right? You can't be blessed through just trying to do everything right, but we're blessed by our faith in Jesus. Amen? Then he tells us, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. No more curse of the law for the people of God. We're not as happy about that as we should be. But we're going to be. We're going to get into this. We're going to camp out here. Right? Yes. Until we realize how happy we ought to be.
Yes. Hallelujah.
It's a bad thing to be cursed.
Yes.
And it's a wonderful thing to be redeemed from the curse.
Amen.
Whoo, glory to God. Redeemed from the curse.
Amen.
So that's what the new series is about.
Glory to God.
Let's pray right now. We'll believe God for more utterance. Father, we're all here before you tonight, looking to you, listening to you. We say, speak to us and we'll hear you. Show us what to do. By your grace, we'll do it. Bring us up to the place you've called us to and provided for us. Make us the witness and the blessing that you intended that we should be. Correct us, we'll receive it. Rebuke us, we'll receive it. Teach us, we'll receive it. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen. Now notice this. He's talking about the blessing and he's talking about the curse. You know, from you read history, as far back as recorded history, men and women believed in being cursed or being blessed. Almost every society, every culture, every background believed in being blessed or being cursed. I mean, people who don't believe in God, people who pray to stones and pray to the stars and everything else, they wear charms for protection, right? Which we're not supposed to do.
Amen.
Right? And they do motions and potions and get this person or that person, this supposedly holy man or holy woman, to bless them and speak over them and blow smoke on them and throw some leaves in their hair and, right? Or whatever, so that they will not be cursed. And so they will be
blessed.
And today, a whole lot of people would not readily admit that they believe that kind of thing. They believe they've become too scientific and too educated and too intelligent to believe in such a thing as being cursed or being blessed. But Bible believers have to believe in blessing and curse. Did you hear me? There's no two or three ways about it. The Bible is full of it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Blessed or Cursed, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1004A. That's R-1004A. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.